I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Mrs. Community Connection. My name is Susan Corgle, and today I'm joined with Nancy Brumbaugh from Second Harvest Food Bank with a spoonful of hope.
All right, perfect. I'll try not to take up too much of your time, Nancy. I know you're super busy over there.
No problem.
Go ahead and tell us a little bit about Second Harvest and what they do for the community.
So right now, Second Harvest is, of course, busy in pandemic relief efforts. We have doubled our capacity that our warehouse is putting out, and our production kitchen has doubled their capacity. So I oversee our community kitchen, which is our food service portion of the food bank. So that's our culinary training program, our catering department, our meal production kitchen, and, of course, our Spoonful of Hope retail line. So our production kitchen and catering team have joined efforts and are doing prepared meals for the community to the tune of over 71,000 meals a week. We are just a bit crazy busy, but, got a passionate team. This is what we all love to do, and so it's a labor of love, and we actually are looking to expand to a bigger facility so we can do even more serving our community during the pandemic. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that what you're mentioning? Is that the social enterprise program?
Yeah. So when we moved into our new facility 6 years ago, we knew we wanted to do workforce training to help shorten the lines at our pantry. So we started a culinary training program that helps unemployed or underemployed individuals get the skill set and the life skills they need to be successful in our food service industry in Orlando. So we opened a catering company the first year, Catering for Good. And the second year we opened our Plates of Plenty, our meal production kitchen. And that kitchen produces meals that we do catered meals to private schools, but we also sponsor supper programs for at-risk kids out of that portion of our program. And then lastly, October of 2018, we were the first food bank in a network of 200 in Feeding America to launch a food product line, multi-food product line. So our chefs all got together with our students, and our catering chef, Jill, came up with her terrific tomato basil soup, which is our Soup for Good line. I have a chef that is a part-time beekeeper, and him and the students helped develop our Honey for Good, which is
a beekeeper?
Yes,
I'm
beekeeper
sorry, wow.
By night, chef instructor by day. So we designed and packaged three local honeys for our Honey for Good line. And then Chef Izzy, our lead instructor, always does cookies in the holiday for folks in the community. And he's got a wonderful shortbread cookie recipe, and him and the students baked them and designed the packaging, and that became our Cookies for Good. So it really was a group effort to get this retail line together, and, you know, the other food banks in the nation are watching to see how successful we can make this as a way to support our community even more so that we can support that culinary training program completely.
And that itself is called a Spoonful of Hope, correct?
Yes, a Spoonful of Hope. Mm-hmm.
And if people want to get any of this, where can they go? Can they get it from retailers?
Yes, so we are in all, one thing we learned about the pandemic, we did a brainstorming session with some of our internal folks, and we found that we can get our honey into farms. So we're at Lake Meadow Farms and Long and Scott Farms. We are also in 3-8 Hardwares in Sanford, Seminole County area. We are in nurseries around, different nurseries around the city. And we also are, of course, in Gordon Food Service, and we were in Lucky Supermarkets before they closed. So what we're working on right now is shifting from our attention was on restaurant service into getting into the big box stores like Walmart and Publix. So, but we found that we can also be successful in farms and hardware stores, and we just recently got into the 4 local Chamberlain supermarkets. So
great. You guys are really expanding since the first time you guys came along, huh?
Yes, we are growing, and it's exciting. I always say it's exciting, terrifying, kind of like riding a roller coaster when you're going up the steep cliff. It's exciting to see an idea that we develop being so successful, and we couldn't do it without the support of the community. And our products give people a chance to give back in a different way than if they don't have time to volunteer or can't donate money. Everyone needs honey and soup, and it's a good opportunity to support your community when you purchase your groceries, because all the proceeds benefit our culinary training program. And my social enterprises are designed to financially support that program, and it costs about $5,500 per student to give them everything they need on the road to success through our program. So,
definitely. Now, speaking of the culinary training program, if a person gets selected to be a student, what do they really go through? Tell us everything that they can learn.
Yeah, so we target underemployed or unemployed individuals. So if you're working, let's say in housekeeping, but want to get into food service or the hospitality industry, you can apply online or come on down and apply. We provide the technical training of knife skills and different sauces and all the basics that you need to be successful as a culinarian. But I think our secret sauce is the life skill portion of our program. So we're going to teach you how to budget. We're going to teach you some conflict resolution in the workplace. So when you're through with our program, you're going to know all the technical skills needed to be a great culinarian, but also to be a great employee for our local employers.
And speaking of employees for employers, up until COVID, you guys had 100% job placement rate. Where did some of your students go? Where did they get placed after they graduated?
So the class that was in session, they were getting to graduate right at the end of the COVID, when COVID hit. We, the ones that wanted to work at Second Harvest, we hired at Second Harvest. So they were instrumental in helping us prepare those meals and get them out to the community. Others that had a spouse or an elderly parent that was high risk, of course, opted out. Our graduates, you know, we were helping redirect them to supermarkets or perhaps a nursery or a daycare to keep them all old and working. We do have a lot of graduates that own their own businesses, and I was talking to Kenneth Neal, he's one of our graduates from class 3, and he has a very successful catering company, and we checked in on him because I know my catering company is closed down and will be for quite some time. But the skills, the life skills we taught, you know, he has saved some money. I'm hopeful that he'll land back on his feet, and we'll be here to support him in that to make sure that he stays on the road to success.
That's amazing. And I know in the past I've heard that a lot of your job placement went to large companies, like working for restaurants in Disney and Universal, mm-hmm. Marriott, things like that. But it really speaks volumes of you guys that a lot of the graduates want to just stay and give back with Second Harvest.
Absolutely. And Second Harvest, it's always like when we have graduation, our graduates come back to see other students graduate. It's a homecoming to me. It's good to see them all back in the building. And that's the one unique thing about our program is our class size is 10 to 15 students, and they really build a community with each other, and they support each other and get very close, and they stay connected as our staff does after they graduate. We follow our students up to a year after they graduate because, you know, things are going to happen, and, you know, we're there to help them and support them moving up in the companies and getting promotions. And we have a great relationship with the American Hotel and Lodging Association. So a lot of our students go, if they don't go to Disney or one of the parks, they'll go to one of the major hotels in the area, and they are great with our students. They do apprenticeship programs, and, you know, there's a lot of opportunity for our students to grow with those companies. So that's kind of what we look for when we place them.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Do you I think it's also fantastic that they stay close to each other, because during the culinary program, you might find one student that gets along well with another that does sauces pretty good, and they mm-hmm. do meats really good. So I could see them maybe partnering up and really working well together in the future.
Yes, they do. And we have a lot of students that have a knack for baking, and they've gone on to open their own bakeries. And we have students that have their own food trucks. So it's really good. You know, I'm so lucky to come to work every day and get to watch these students grow and develop and be successful. So it's kind of the heart of our kitchen is that culinary training program.
So because of COVID, has the culinary program stopped, and is it starting back up anytime soon?
So when COVID hit, we had a new class starting. They were in week 3, and we, you know, were going to go into the boardroom where they were and tell them that we were sending all of our employees home with the exception of our warehouse and food service staff. And I saw disappointment. I saw some tears. And I've got such a wonderful culinary team here. They said, you know what, let's give remote learning a try. We haven't done it. Not sure how it'll work, but we cannot let the students have come so far to get enrolled in the first 3 weeks, because a lot of our students gave up other jobs and other commitments. And so we started in week 4, we were doing remote learning. We learned very quickly how to navigate Zoom. Our chefs were doing YouTube videos for demos, and we give our students a weekly box of food. And it's not only to nourish them and their families, but it's the ingredients for them to cook exactly what they would cook if they were at Second Harvest in our training program. So we equip them with recipes and instructions. They have to take a picture, and they have to do quizzes online, and we have to get feedback from their family on how the dishes turned out. So,
oh, wow.
We found it. So now we're kind of in a hybrid where now they've gone through all the curriculum and the life skills. Now they come to the food bank 2 days a week to do their lab work, because we are a licensed program and they have to complete a certain number of lab hours with hands-on training so that they can perfect their techniques.
Absolutely. And I do remember that pre-COVID, there were a couple of nights that were put on chef nights. Was that by the culinary program?
Yeah, so that is kind of a big celebration where our catering team gets a celebrity chef from the area, and they come in and they cook, and our students work side by side with some of the biggest chefs in Orlando.
Wow.
And we prepare a delicious 5-course meal to wonderful community members that come in and pay for a delicious experience with us at Second Harvest Food Bank. So
Yeah, I attended one of them, and they were fantastic, and the students were so gracious.
I tell my students it's a 3-hour interview, and we've had students hired on the spot by the celebrity chefs that come
in. Wow.
So it's just a great program. And the, Spoonful of Hope is hopefully will grow into one of our greatest social enterprises to help support that program.
Yeah, I sure hope so. Now, again, let's talk about Spoonful of Hope. By purchasing these products from Spoonful of Hope, can people go online and buy them or no?
Yeah, so they can go on a spoonfulofhope.org, and that's F-U-L-L, a spoon, F-U-L-L of hope.org. And they can go right to our website. We ship. You can pick it up. We also are available if you go on feedhopenow.org. And go under A Spoonful of Hope. You can see all of our wonderful business partners in the Metro Orlando area that are carrying our product, and visit them and support them and us at the same time. We also have Chef Jill, our catering chef. She does a live Facebook every other Thursday where she creates wonderful dishes with our product, and her next one will be Thursday, July 16th. At 4:00. And you can always just swing by the food bank and pick up your items as well.
So as somebody that sees like everything that's going on in the community right now, how does it feel to you seeing that people are still trying to give back and also support the culinary program and Spoonful of Hope?
I think it's wonderful, and I think our community has really rallied to support each other during these uncertain times, and I see amazing mobile drops out in our community. Volunteers continue to show up and help at the food bank and to serve others in their community. And we have wonderful partner agencies that are out there fighting on the front lines, and making sure that anyone that's food insecure, is taken care of during the pandemic.
And I thank you for everything that you guys do, Second Harvest and Culinary Arts Program. That is the most fantastic thing ever. And I have to tell you, for people who have not tried the Spoonful of Hope line, the tomato soup was fantastic with grilled cheese and other sauces. It is something out of this world. Like I usually get it as much as I can. And the honey I use for my tea as much as I can. So there's always a use for either one of those, whether it's soup, sauces, whatever you can think of it. And it goes well with everything.
It sure does. And we've even made a Bloody Mary mix out of the soup, and that's another way to use it, and it's absolutely delicious. Yeah.
You just spiked up my Sunday, Nancy.
There you go. All right.
Well, did we touch base on everything? Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I think we did. If you have any questions, please call us. If you want to help support any of our graduates that own their own businesses, it's a good way to support your local business and support local Black business owners. We'll be happy to connect you with them.
That's amazing. Well, Nancy, thank you so much.